अथ तस्याभितप्तस्य अथ तस्याभितप्तस्य कतिधा अयतानिह निरभिद्यन्त देवानां तानि मे गदत श्रीनो। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Maitreya said, "You may now hear from me how the Supreme Lord separated himself into the diverse forms of the demigods after the manifestation of the gigantic universal form." Purport. The demigods are separated parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord, as are all other living entities. The only difference between the demigods and the ordinary living entities is that when the living entities are rich in pious acts of devotional service to the Lord, and when the desire to lord it over material energy has vanished, they are promoted to the posts of demigods, who are entrusted by the Lord with executing the management of the universal affairs. Thus at the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So here Maitreya Rishi describing Vidura about the creation. So creation subject matter is very interesting and very complicated also to understand. In Bhagavatam, 10 subject matters been described in Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshanam utayah manantara isanukatha niradha mukti asaya. 10 subject matters. So at the beginning it describes atra sarga visarga. Sarga means primary creation, visarga means secondary creation. As all of us we know, generally people they think Brahma is creator, but Brahma is not the real creator. Things are created originally from Vishnu. And if you analyze more, then we will come to root understanding that neither Vishnu nor Brahma can create anything unless Lord Krishna desires. So behind the whole creation of material and spiritual world, based on desires of Lord Krishna, Tumi sarve sureshwara brajendra kumar tumar ichha vishwara srijana sanghar. The original root cause of the whole creation is the ichha. Ichha means desire. And who has this ichha shakti? Lord Krishna. There is Lord Krishna, then Vasudeva, then Sankarsan. Lord Krishna possesses ichha shakti. Vasudeva has jnana shakti and Balaram has kriya shakti. So this creation subject was very complicated. And every religion, whether Hindu, Muslim, Christian, if they want to present their philosophy, first they have to speak up whether they have idea about creation or not. If you study Christian philosophy, they have some concept, they speak about creation. Muslims have some concept about creation. And the Vedic literature, if you read Puranas, every Purana must start with creation. Vishnu Purana, Skanda Purana, every Purana, they start with creation. So creation is a very important subject matter, because from creation you understand how deeper philosophy it is. Who has the more clear understanding about creation? from that only you understand that religion or that presentation, that philosophy, how grave or how important, how valid it is. If we compare the concept of creation given by Christianity or by Muslims, then we see it's very simple. They have hardly any idea about creation. They start with Adam and Eve. God said, don't eat the fruits, then they eat the fruit, then Papa Punna started, that's it. Okay, if we compare to Vedic presentation, then we can compare to Manu and Satarupa, the first living entities, Manu and Satarupa. They say Adam and Eve, they have some concept. But when we read Puranas and Srimad Bhagavatam, then we see how so many things has happened before the creation of Manu and Satarupa. Manu and Satarupa, they are created from the mind of Brahma. As our creation among people is known as started from Brahma, the first Brahma is first living entity who manifested top of the lotus flower. Then first Brahma's mind, Chatushkumar, appeared. Then they did not want to do the family life, increasing the human society and living entities. Then Brahma became very angry. And from his anger, Nila Lohita Shiva appeared, because he was crying. Crying means Rodana. So his name was given Rudra. Then Brahma told them, you do now the creation, progeny. Then they created progeny. They were very ferocious. They wanted to kill, eat Brahma. Then Brahma said, okay, stop. I don't need any more progeny. You go to jungle, you do tapasya there. So now Brahma will do creation. Then you have description how Brahma started creating from his thumb, from his ear, from his heart. Then Brahma saw the whole universe so big. How can I feel with all this creation? Creating one person from thumb, one from ear, from here, from here, there. So after 10 personalities appearing like this, and Brahma was worried, then by mercy of Lord, then 2 personalities appeared from his body, Manu and Satarupa. Then later on, so much more complicated about creation also. People look just by what to speak of, understand, just to hear this, they'll go crazy. What all these things happening? And these are the simple descriptions. And this is called Visarga, the secondary creation. Brahma is not the creator, he's secondary creator. The original creator is Vishnu. And if he, the people there hear that part, they all have to go to madhouse. That's so confusing. Of course it has to be, it is creation of the universe. A fifth standard student, you tell, you describe him how aeroplane has been created, how he will become crazy. It is like us, like that, no? We understand about the whole creation. The creation of the whole cosmic manifestation. So, sometimes I think the materialistic people, the scientists, the people of other religions, they should simply read about the creation subject matter described in Bhagavad and Puranas. Then they will understand what it is all about. No one's intelligence presentation can be compared to modern scientists, other religious people, or whoever it may be. The way it has been described in Vedic literatures, by reading that, any person from a neutral point of view, he'll understand the Bhagavata does not speak some ordinary subject matters. So to understand God, every religion, they have concept of some concepts of God. But to understand God is not so easy. to know little fraction of God's creations, we are not capable of understanding a little fraction of God's creation. What to speak of about understanding God? The first living entity, we have one head. Brahma has how many heads? Four heads. Still he can't understand God. Actually, once Brahma, he went through severe austerities to understand God. For 100 celestial years, he went through severe austerities. After 100 celestial years, Brahma saying, oh, finally I have understood God. Then Lord Narayan appeared, asked, oh, Brahmaji, you have understood me? You have understood God? And Brahma said, yes, I have understood. What have you understood? Now, oh my Lord, after going through 100 years severe austerities, I have understood about you that I can never understand you. That is what I have understood you. So, my point is, if anybody will read this creation, he will not go beyond that. Oh my Lord, I have understood you. Now I surrender you. Bas. That is the purpose of Bhagavatam. Why Bhagavat? Bhagavat is supposed to speak the essence of Veda. Vedar tarar galitam phalam sukam mukhadam mita darvasanditam. When Narad Muni came and met Vyasadeva, Vyasadeva was very sad after compiling Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, not feeling satisfied. And Narad Muni said, oh, you have compiled all this, but Suddha Bhakti you have not described. The pure devotion. Suddha Bhakti or Karma Mishra, Jnana Mishra. Sometimes I think, then why Vyasadeva starting Bhagavad with all these complicated things? The my understanding is, the purpose of Bhagavatam is to surrender God. What to speak of? You read whole Bhagavatam and surrender to Krishna. Just at the beginning, just read this Srishti Tattva. You'll be so confused. So you drop everything. Prabhu, I surrender unto you. I don't want to understand anything more. So that helps living entities to understand about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that we just simply surrender. What? Who are we to understand about creation? Just like making an ant to understand about Melbourne. An ant, he wants to know about Melbourne. How he'll understand the Melbourne? We are like this ant to understand the whole cosmic manifestations. But still, Vedic literature describes our material world. So we have to understand. So that is what is the Brahma Jigyasa. Because human life starts from there. People are inquisitive for meeting, eating, meetings, mating, sleeping and defending. But they're inquisitive. But when somebody gets a human body, but whether it's still he's a human being or animal. Somebody can have a human body, but still he can be animal also. That's why Vedic literature describes a special word for them. Dvipada pasu, two-legged animal. We think animal means four-legged. The two-legged animal also. So how you understand who is even after receiving this human body still he's animal? How will you understand? The difference between animal and human can be distinguished on the basis of inquisitiveness. What that person is inquisitive for. So he's inquisitive for eating, mating, sleeping, defending. So he's still an animal. He's dvipada pasu, two-legged animal. So human life starts according to Vedanta Sutra, that athato brahma jigyasa. After this, one has to be inquisitive about the self, about the God, about the creation, where I came from, why I'm suffering, and what will happen after my death. So then our human life starts. If these questions are not arising, that means still we are in animal state of life. So that is the reason why Vedic literature describes about creation. And in creation we see the Maya plays a great role. creation of the spiritual world, material world, everything, the function of Maya. As all of you know, Yoga Maya plays role in spiritual world, Mahamaya plays role in this material world. So material world, all living entities, conditioned living entities, they were there within the body of Mahavishnu. When the previous creation was annihilated, the different kinds of annihilation, the four kinds of annihilation, one kind of annihilation takes an each day of Brahma, end of each day of Brahma. So one annihilation also takes place in Manvantara. Then finally one annihilation takes place called Prakritik Pralaya. Prakritik Pralaya means everything winds up and enters into body of Mahavishnu. All these gross elements which originated from subtle aspect of the creation that will wind up gradually and merge into Mahavishnu. And all the spirit souls, along with their karma, they will enter into Mahavishnu. They will stay within the body of Mahavishnu. Then after long time, then again they will come. It will be manifested. This material creation will be manifested. Usually we have an understanding that Krishna has created this material world to make people suffer. Krishna telling Dukkhalem Aswasatam. This place is a samsara karag, is prison house. Mayadi punishing us. But that is not the real purpose. Why Krishna is creating this material world? To punish living entities, to make living entities suffer, that is not the real purpose. The purpose why Krishna created this material world? Because all these living entities, innumerable living entities, spirit souls, they lie within the body of Mahavishnu. So Krishna becomes very merciful for them. Krishna thinks, oh, these poor fellows, they are deprived of serving me. They are deprived of deriving pleasure by engaging in devotional service. They are conditioned souls. I want to give them another chance. So then Lord starts manifesting this material creation. And all the living entities, they come out, spirit souls, from that slumber state of life. Then, according to their karma, they get different body. Then, while they are going to different body, this material world is designed in such a way, though living entities go through perpetual bondage of karma bandhan, but Krishna has arranged very nicely there's a process how living entities during the lifespan of Brahma can also manage to get out of this material world. So that is main purpose of this material world. So Lord gives a chance. So in this way, the living entity comes out of Brahma, Vishnu's body, then again their life starts. So that is one kind of descriptions. But originally, the living entity come to this material platform. The Shastra explains why the living entities come to this material world. The reason is given, Krishna bhuli jayji bhagavansa kare nikatastha mayatare jhapatya dhare. When the living entities, the two kinds of living entities, kshara and akshara, the eternal living entities, they never fall to this material condition. Kshara, within the living entities, they have a tendency prone to fall down. So when these kinds of living entities, they develop a desire to enjoy separately from Krishna. Krishna bhuli jayji bhagavansa kare nikatastha mayatare jhapatya dhare. Then maya catches. So that is the beginning of material life. And so many things are there. When living comes in contact with maya, how their pure consciousness becomes contaminated consciousness, the pure intelligence becomes contaminated intelligence, the whole science has been described. Then living entity falls into this material platform. But material platform is a place of suffering. Krishna is saying, Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhalam Aswasatam. So living entities are enjoying there. So if he come to place of suffering, then immediately it's automatically living entity will have tendency to go back, run back to spiritual world. But that does not happen. We are in this material world. This is a place of suffering. But we don't want to go back to Godhead. We say, no, let me stay a few more times here. No, so nice. Why that happens? You set fire to a building. The fire is burning. And you take 5-10 people and throw into the fire. What immediately they will do? What they will do? They will try to run away. But we don't try to run away. We say, ah, so nice, Maya, you smell so nice, let me stay for some time. So why that happens? So Bhagavata explains. Why this happens? Why you fall down? Why you don't want to get out of it? All this mechanism been described there. That's why it has been described. Just by understanding the Maya aspects of Supreme Personality of Godhead, one will be delivered from this material bondage. This Maya aspect is such an important subject matter. So this Maya, as all of you know, two kinds of Maya. One is Yoga Maya, another is Mahamaya. Yoga Maya works in spiritual world, Mahamaya works in creation of this material world. So there are two kinds of Mahamaya. One is Jiva Maya, another is Guna Maya. Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. The Jiva Maya is within the living entities, called Jiva Maya. So that happens like this. The living entities, when develop desire to enjoy separately, so immediately one kind of Maya that separates Jiva and throw to this material existence. It covers the intelligence, called Abornatmika Maya. This Jiva Maya is two types of Jiva Maya. One is Abornatmika Maya. And what is business of this Abornatmika Maya? The Abornatmika Maya covers the intelligence. As soon as living entity develops the desire, it covers the intelligence. It covers the intelligence. Abhrana means cover. So the living entity forgets its relationship with Krishna. This first thing happens. It forgets relation, forgets its constitutional position. That is Abornatmika Maya. Then when Abornatmika does that, there is another Maya called Prakshepatmika Maya. One Maya separates us from Krishna, then another Maya connects us to matter. It's Prakshepatmika Maya. Then attention goes on material subject matters. Attention goes for sense gratification. Attention goes for this body. It is called Prakshepatmika Maya. And Prabhupada describing a little bit in different way. Prabhupada saying Prakshepatmika Maya means that Maya Shakti which throw us from spiritual platform to this material platform. But then when you come to material platform, if we can understand, oh, this place is a place of suffering, then we would immediately run away. But another energy is there, he covers our intelligence, we don't understand suffering as suffering. Asatyare satyakare mani, we give say understanding perception, asatyare satyakare mani, what is not truth, we get a feeling, oh, this is truth. Anityare nityakare mani, what is not eternal, it gives a feeling, this is eternal. Anatma atma buddhi, what is anatma, dead matter, we think this is everything, this is what living it is. So in this way, Jiva Maya acts, which is within the living entity, which helps the living entity to forget Krishna and to contemplate on sense objects. So that's a Brahma explaining, Bhayam Ditya Abhinivesata Sat Is Apatisya Viparja Asmritaha. It's a very interesting verse. Then the living entities are put in very precarious state of fear. Bhaya. Bhaya means fear. Precarious state of fear. Bhaya. Bhaya starts, arises from Bhayam Ditya Abhinivesata Sat. When by the power of this Jiva Maya, the influence of this Jiva Maya, the living entity, he diverts its attention from Krishna and contemplate on secondary objects. Ditya Abhinivesata Sat. Isha Apatesya. Isa means Ishwara, apatesa means turns his face away and contemplate upon secondary objects, body, and becomes very much tempted for his bodily sense gratification. His pleasure derives from sense gratification. In pure consciousness, living entity, they derive pleasure by satisfying Krishna. When the consciousness becomes contaminated, they feel pleasure by giving pleasure to these senses. So that is how Jiva Maya works. Then next to that happens the Guna Maya. The Guna Maya, three modes of material nature. Three modes of material nature, very interesting. Bhagavatam describes so systematically, so nicely, how the three modes of material nature, when that the state of equilibrium, you see, mode of material nature, sattva guna, rajaguna, tamaguna, when that disturbed, then creation takes place. When that equilibrium, it is called, in Sanskrit, it's called some different name, I forgot. So that time, no creation. So Maya is there. Rajaguna, tamaguna, guna Maya. Then her Lord, he ikshana, maya dhakshana, prakriti, swete, sacharacharam. He looks upon Maya, Prakriti. So that agitates Prakriti. So all the equilibrium of Rajaguna, Tamaguna, Satuguna, become imbalanced. Then creation takes place. And Bhagavatam describes all these elements, gross elements we see evolve from the subtle elements that is there in Sukma Prakriti. There are two kinds of Maya also, called Maya and Pradhan. The Maya is Nimitta Karana. Nimitta Karana means Maya is the primary reason, cause of this creation. Then Pradhan is the secondary reason of this creation, cause of this creation. So first is Sukhma Prakriti, subtle. All these elements we see, then subtle form is there in Pradhan. Then that manifest to Mahatattva. Mahatattva manifest to Ahankar. Then there are three kinds of Ahankar. The Sattvic Ahankar, Rajasic Ahankar, Tamasic Ahankar. Sattvic Ahankar is Vaikarik. Then Taijasa, then Tamasa. The Sattvic Ahankar, mind manifests. And the demigods, they manifest. Then from Rajasic Ahankar, all the senses they manifest. Then from Tamasic Ahankar, all the sense perception, Tanmatra, the sound, touch, smell, they manifest. Then sky manifests. And then the quality of skies, touch, right? Then sky manifests. Quality of skies, sound. From the first manifests sound. Then air manifests from touch. Then fire manifests, then water manifests, then finally earth manifests. But when all these ingredients they manifests earth, water, fire, they manifest, but they don't combine together. They all just move around, scatterly here and there. They don't move together. Then Bhagavan enters as Kala, Mahakala, along with Kali, that you must have heard. So then that put together all these ingredients, elements, they're put together to give different shape. The earth, constitutional earth, the earth you see today, the water you see today, at the beginning of creation, they don't look like this. Because today the earth you see is not the real earth. It is mixed with the water, air, fire and ether. It's mixed with all these things. So in the original form, they manifest. Then Bhagavan enter into Kali. Then they come together. Then creation takes place. So here, Maitreya is saying, you may now hear from me how the Supreme Lord separated himself into diverse forms of demigods after the manifestation of gigantic universal forms. So in this way, then all these ingredients comes to existence. First of all, follow Sukhma Prakriti, Lord glance over, then creation starts. Then after all elements come to existence, they don't come together to give a form. Then Lord enter as Kala with, along with Kali. Kali, they do Kali worship now. Ma Kali, they enter into that. Then things happens. You understood whatever I spoke? I am sure you have not understood. I am sure because I have not understood also. So this is what I all have written. You know, there are all things written. Or some synopsis I said. So more details are there. But just to understand the complicates, how complicated it is. I just gave a little synopsis to understand that how we can't understand it. But we are here in this complicated material world. We are trapped here. How we develop this desire? How we enter into this? We can't understand. So much we have entered into this Maya. Maya is so bewildering, so complicated to understand. What to speak of you? No Bhagavan to surrender him. You don't have to understand God to surrender to him. Just by understanding Maya, you are ready to understand. Okay, Bhagavan, I'm ready to understand you. So that's a Maya description is there. So once Narad Muni went to Vaikuntha to understand about this Maya. What is this Maya? So Lord Vishnu, Narayan, he was busy in his office work because he has maintenance. You know, maintenance means he's big job. So Dauravan said, Narad Muni, you have to wait sometime. Vishnu is busy. So Narad Muni is waiting. Then for Lord Vishnu, he has no duty from 10 to 4 o'clock. No. You know, he can do finish management in 1 second also. So he came out. So what do you want, Narad Muni? Narad Muni said, I was in material world. I could see your Maya is working. What is this Maya? How it works upon the living entities. Can you tell me, my Lord? Then Lord Vishnu said, Narayan said, yes, I will tell you, but the whole day I have been working in the office. So let us have a walk. Let us go on a walking. When we are walking, so I will explain you about the Maya. Then you will understand what it Maya is. Then Narad Muni and Narayan, they are walking. Then Narad Muni observed they are walking. Very beautiful area. Nice road, there are nice gardens, flowers, fruits, birds, very charming areas. And they're walking. The Narad Muni and Narayan, they reached a crossing, two road cross, a crossing place. So that time, Narad Muni, he felt very thirsty. So Narad Muni asked Narayan, I'm feeling very thirsty. Is there any water available here? So Vaikuntha, there is no tea well, no tap water also. that provision is not there. So Narayan said, okay, there is a river nearby here. Narad Muni, you go to that river, drink water. I am waiting for you here. So Narayan stayed sitting, waiting that crossing. And Narad Muni went to drink water. So he has to drink water. He bent down and he took one palm full of water, just about to drink. But he has not put into his mouth. Then somebody from behind called, oh, Narad Muni, wait a minute. Narad Muni threw that water and looked back. This tribal man. So he said, oh, Narad Muni, you are here. You are taking so much trouble to drink water from the river like this. Please come to my kutia. My house is nearby. I will give you nice water, peacefully, nicely, you can drink that. So Narad Muni thought, it's true. Why take so much trouble drinking water like this? I can take some nice water, no? Sitting in his house. So Narad Muni came to the house of this tribal man. Then he gave nice asana, everything. Narad Muni was very comfortable, and Narad Muni sat down there. Then this tribal man said, oh, Narad Muni, I'm so fortunate that you have come to my house. I don't know next when you'll come to my house. So I can't just allow you just drink water and leave my house. I'm a grihastha. You should eat something in my house. So Narad Muni said, oh, that is not a bad idea. Let him eat and go. So okay, you eat. Wait for some time. I just go quickly run to forest, bring some fruits and roots for you. Then you can eat, then go. So Narada forgot Narayan is sitting there. So he came for drinking, then he started eating. So when this tribal man went to bring some fruits, he had a beautiful daughter. So he told his daughter, you take care of Narada Muni when I go to forest. So the village tribal daughter, very innocent lady, she's fanning Narada Muni, speaking to Narada Muni. So in serving Narada Muni, Narada Muni fell in love with this guy. So Narada Muni thought, oh, how nice it will be if I can marry this guy. So first drinking, then eating, then marrying. And Narayan waiting at the crossing. Then when this tribal man came back, her father came, then Narada Muni said, after eating and drinking, instead of leaving her his house, he said, I have one proposal for you. So what is proposal? So if you don't mind, can I marry your daughter? The tribal man said, oh bhagya, I am so fortunate. The Narada Muni, Devar should marry my daughter. Of course, immediately. So he arranged whole marriage ceremony. So Narada Muni married to this girl and he stayed behind there. And Narayan, where is Narayan? He's waiting at the crossing. Narada went to drink water, he'll come back. So Narada Muni stayed behind in their house. So he is no more Narada Muni chanting Narayan and Narayan and everything will come to him. Now he's grihastha, he has to work. He has to go to the field, he has to plow the field, he has to harvest the crops, all kinds of household activities, he's busy. And completely forgotten Narayan. He's very busy, he has to take care of his wife, his field, his house, his straw house has built. So busy day and night. In the meantime, he has a son also. They have a house on the bank of that river, and he has a son, and with his wife, one day, they were husking the paddy. In India, all your Indians, you must be knowing the village, how they do husking. We call in Bengal and Orissa, dhenki. They're husking the paddy, husking the paddy. So both husband and wife husking the paddy. And the son was playing outside. And their house is next to the river. So when they're husking this paddy, then they could hear something fell into the river. Or some sound. Then the wife of Narada Muni said, hey, please go and check. Our son was playing there. Maybe he fell into the river. Then Narada Muni said, no, why our son? He will not fall. Something must have fallen into the river. So Narada Muni said, but mother is always apprehensive. She said, no, let me see if my son fell into the river. Then she went out. When she went, Narada Muni stayed inside the room. Then Narada Muni heard some bigger sound came as if somebody fell into the river. Then Narada Muni just became more apprehensive. What happened? Another sound came. Then Narada Muni went out. Then he saw his son has fallen into the river and wife also has fallen into the river. Because wife jumped into the river to protect her son. And both are floating downstream river. Then Narada Muni is thinking what to do. Now son is drowning, wife is drowning. And if it is difficult to rescue the son, let the son die. If I have a wife, I will have more son. So no problem. Let me protect the wife. So how to protect? But Narada is very careful. He is not jumping into the river. So what he is doing? So he always play Bina. So he has, all this time he has stopped chanting Narayan name, but Bina was still in his hand. So this Bina string there is stick now comes. So with the stick he is holding this Bina one side, and to stick he is trying to pull the hair of this lady. So this lady is floating downstream, and Narada Muni also walking, and contemplating how to rescue that lady, pulling. At one point, when he was walking to the edge of this river, there's a landslide. So there's a landslide, a bulk of land fell into the river, and Narada Muni also fell into the river. Along with why, he's also drowning, drinking water, drowning. At that time, he screamed, oh, Narayan, Narayan! Loudly screamed. And loudly screamed like that. Then he found that wife is not there, son is not there, he is not drowning. He is standing at the spot where he first came to drink water. He is standing there. And next to him, Narayan is standing. Narayan is patting behind Narad Muni. Now you understand what is Maya? You left me. I am waiting at the square. You left me to drink water. So how do you not understand anything? I complete away from me. So that glimpse, like this, there's so many descriptions in Vedic literatures to make us understand what is this Maya. Why we are earlier? Are we really enjoying? Prabhupada saying there is no enjoyment. Then why you are here? But we do not know how it is not enjoyment. But Prabhupada is describing the material world. Enjoyment is not enjoyment. It's a reduction of suffering. Reductions of suffering, we consider enjoyment. Okay? Then we will get some enjoyment in future. This promise Prabhupada is giving the example of this carrot, no? In front of us, donkey. Huh? We are working like donkey, gadha. Oh, I will get. So all different aspects of Maya, how Maya so expertly, otherwise how could we stay from eternally, from time immemorial, we are here. We don't find to get out of this clutches of Maya. It must be very expertly created by Supreme Personality of Godhead that we have to overcome to go back to Godhead, to reach at his lotus feet. That's why Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, Daivihi esa gunamai mama maya, this gunamaya, gunamai maya, gunatmak maya, Daivihi esa gunamai daivi maya, Daivihi esa gunamai mama maya duratya. It's not possible to overcome this maya. But mam ebam je prapadante maya metam tarantite. If you surrender unto me, I'll give you intelligence. How to get out of this. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam janamam upajantite. So Krishna will give us intelligence. So nija chesta bala prati bharasa chadiya tomar upare ami rahechi bharasa kare. Some song is like that when devotee comes to understand this and completely give up the faith upon his own endeavor and efforts, understand that my endeavor and effort only will not bring me back to Godhead, and surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I fail. I can do. You please help me. Then Krishna will help. Just like he. When Brahma said that, Lord Narayan asked, have you understood me? No, I have understood you. I have understood that I can never understand you. Then Bhagavan gave whole intellect. Oh, now you are qualified to understand me. As long as you are thinking you are capable of understanding me, you can understand me. When you understand, you can never understand me, then I will give you intelligence. Then you understand everything. By drop of my mercy, then Brahma says, yes, my Lord. Athapite deva padambuja daya prasad lesano grihite vai janati tattvam bhagavat mahimna nasana ekapichiram vichinna. O deva, O Bhagavan, athapite deva padambuja daya, when one received the drop of your mercy of lotus feet, janati tattvam bhagavat mahimna. Everything reveals the complicacy of material creation, the spiritual creation, the relationship, living attitudes. Everything that revealed in Vedic literatures will be understood because he is sitting within our heart. Sarva satcha hridi sannivishta mat smriti jnanang apahanang cha. So he will supply understanding. Lord is saying, I will supply this understanding. Tesam evan kamparatham aham ajnana jatama nasayami atmabhavastam. Tesam evan kamparatham, I will give anukampa, mercy. Tesam evan kamparatham, then aham ajnanajatama nasayam, I will destroy that darkness which has arisen from ignorance, that ignorance which has arisen from this maya, by which Man cannot understand anything. Completely bewildered. Asatyare satyakare mani anatma atma buddhi. Anitya nitya buddhi. So I will dispel. Atma bhavasta jnana deepana bhasvata. I will light up this knowledge. I am residing within your heart. I will make you to understand everything. So that is how all the Vyasadeva, Valmiki Rishi, all this knowledge they brought to us. All these descriptions of Ramayana, Mahabharata, these things, how they wrote. You think they, Valmiki, he went and spoke, took interview from everybody, recording and dictaphone, then writing, typing. He did like this? Huh? Whole Ramayana he compiled like that? How Vyasadeva compiled this Bhagavatam? He took interview from everybody. Find out what happened. No. That did not happen to them. Everything was revealed. Revealed. The whole thing revealed. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna. These things revealed within the heart. And that knowledge is given here. This knowledge cannot be experimented in labs. It's experimented, realized within the heart and handed over to us. So if with that mood we surrender to Krishna, then the knowledge of Bhagavatam will be revealed to us. So that complicated is this. And so we have to surrender to Krishna to understand all these things. Jai Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki, Gaur Premānande. There are Nitya Siddha Parsadas. Those liberated Nitya Siddha Parsadas, they Jaiki, Nanda, Jasoda, all these Nitya Siddha Parsadas, those living entities, in my understanding, they are not marginal potency. They are from Bhagavan Swarup Shakti. They are from Swarup Shakti. They are manifestation of Swarup Shakti. But when we condition Baddha Jiva, we get liberation, we get Bandhana Mukta also. That's why in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada has described three kinds of living entities. There are Mukta Jeev, Baddha Jeev, and Bandhana Mukta Jeev. Okay? So eternally liberated souls are there, they never fall. And we are Baddha Jeev, then when we get liberation, we become Bandhana Mukta Jeev. Then there is also Nitya Siddha Parsadas are there. So I have to find out Nitya Siddha Parsadas and Nitya Mukta Jeev. If there is difference, Nitya Mukta and Nitya Siddha Parsadas. Nitya Siddha Parsada, they are from Prabhu Chanarji. Swarup Shakti, from Swarup Shakti. We condition living entities, we are from Tatastha Shakti, and eternal Bandhana Mukta living entities, they are from Tatastha Shakti also. But Nitya Mukta living entities, if they are equal to Nitya Siddha Parsatas, then they are from Swarup Shakti. They are not Tatastha Shakti. No, Hladini Shakti. The internal energy is Swarup Shakti. Yeah. So Antaranga Shakti, internal potency, Swarup Shakti, Chit Shakti, they are all same. And they are divided into Hradini Shakti, Sandini Shakti and Samit Shakti. So Maya is Tamagun, Rajagun and Sattagun, and we are acting by this Maya. And Bhagavan is acting not by Rajagun, Tamagun, Sattagun. He is acting by Swarup Shakti. The Swarup Shakti has three components, Hradini, Sandhin and Samit, Hladini Shakti gives him pleasure giving potency, and he also nourishes the devotees. She nourishes Hladini Shakti. And Sandhini Shakti, Sandhin of knowledge, is ever existential potency. By whose potency? The Lord God eternally existing. and also Dharana Shakti, the personification of the Sandhin Shakti, Krishna's father, mother, all these paraphernalia, they are carrying Krishna, the personification of Sandhin Shakti, then Samit Shakti, knowledge, all cognizance. And also by this help of this Samit Shakti, living entities can understand God with Samit Shakti. So things happen like that.
How does Lord Shiva remove the false ego?
Who?
Lord Shiva can remove the false ego of the ego.
Lord Shiva removes false ego? I don't know. There is a description, as I said, it's very complicated. He is in charge, and Lord Shiva is called Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Vasudeva, all these four quadruples. One is in charge of false ego, one is in charge of anger, things like this. From there, Lord Shiva comes, and that way, if false ego starts, then false ego can be removed. Maybe that way could be some science there. Yes. See, how can we say created jivas are eternally existing?
I mean, you know, the distinctions are there.
What are the six varieties of jivas?
That the agnostics, the unethical agnostics, the acharya, and then there is the visheshvadis, and there are the sadhgas, and there are the actual theists, and then there are the speculative theists.
No, they could not be categorized as different souls. No. There are different stages. Just like if Bhaktivinoda Thakur describing different level of consciousness, there are five levels of consciousness, Abhrita Chaitana, Sankrita Chaitana, Mukrita Chaitana. So these what, if that is what you mean, then I think it's different stages of the living entities, not different categories of living entities. Kala, it's time.
Kali.
Kala.
But Lord Shiva is also called as...
He's Mahakala. Yes, yes.
So, how do you understand this? Is the Kala, along with Kali, he enters into this... Adventure?
How you understand? Don't try that. Just listen. Lord Shiva also Mahakala. The time factor. The time factor, it is written in previous somewhere, in previous chapters also. How the time factor with material energy, they act together. How they act together is very difficult to understand. We cannot understand. So Kala, Kali, some concepts vaguely you can perceive according to how fine your intelligence fiber, fine fibers are there. So you can grasp accordingly that, otherwise you'll get lost. I don't know so much because I don't research much because today I have to give this class, so I went to something. And sometimes I think maybe somebody, sometimes we should write a very systematic way these things. But systematic way, the presentation is so confusing, you will not get much customer to understand this also. Sometimes I read something. Once I was studying about Chatushloki Bhagavata. And very interesting commentary, so nice, so grave, so deep things. So I gave one or two classes. After that, I did not find any customer to hear. People feel boring. What all these things are there? Just listening. Krishna Lila, Gauranga Lila, Jagannath Lila, sufficient for us. So that is the reason why these kinds of teachings becoming invalid also. No? So no demand for all these things. But it will be nice. I just wrote a book on Maya. This book on Maya. Wrote means I just put together some. So you get some glimpse of how Maya works. So after writing that book, so now I'm reading that book. So by reading that book, now I'm getting some smell of Maya. Oh, Maya is like this. So I was telling Satsikumar Prabhu, I now develop more faith on Krishna after reading my book on Maya. It is like that. Interesting. So we can never understand. So let us not go more deeper into it. We stop here. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaur Premanande.